Wasn't that wonderful? Tell you what, that was more than just good music. That was good words and good worship. I was writing down some of the words. It says, "Jesus is Lord of all my possessions, of all my life. Jesus is Lord of all my longings, all my dreams, and all my failures." When we give our lives to Jesus, our focus, our life changes, doesn't it? The focus of our life, the focus of what we care about, what we long for, what we love, changes. When I was thinking about what scripture to use on this Sunday after Easter, scripture that spoke to my heart is not one of the resurrection stories, but it talks about a man whose life was changed by Jesus. And so that's the one that spoke to me, and I like to use it as our scripture this morning. From John 9, this is a rather lengthy passage, but we'll get through it. It says, "As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, 'Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?'" This is John 9, starting with the first verse. "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming, and no one can work while I am in the world. I am the light of the world." Jesus seeks to bring light into our darkness. He seeks to change our lives and give us a witness. Having said this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." So the man went and washed and came home seeing. And his neighbors and those who had formerly seen him begging asked, "Isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg?" Some claimed that he was. Others said, "No, he only looks like him. This can't be him." But he himself insisted, "I'm the man." "How then were your eyes opened?" they demanded. And he replied, "The man they call Jesus made some mud, put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and then I could see." "Well, where is this man?" they ask him. "I don't know." So they brought to the Pharisees the man who had been blind. Now the day on which Jesus had made the mud and opened the man's eyes was a Sabbath. Therefore the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. "Well, he put mud on my eyes," the man replied, "and I washed, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." But others ask, "How can a sinner do such miraculous signs?" So they were divided. Jesus says, "Who do you say that I am?" Finally, they turned again to the blind man. "What have you to say about him?" "It was your eyes he opened," the man replied. "He is a prophet, a man of God." The Jews still did not believe he had been blind and received his sight until they sent for the man's parents. I think that's interesting. "Is this your son?" they asked him. "Is this the one you say was born blind? How is it that he can see?" Jesus changes our lives and confuses the world. They don't quite understand it. "Well, we know he's our son," the parents answered, "and we know he was born blind." We got those two facts straight. "But how he can see now, or who opened his eyes, We don't know. Ask Him. He's of age. Go to the source. He will speak for Himself. His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews. For already the Jews had decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Christ would be put out of the synagogue. To confess Christ, there is a cost. Well, he's of age, ask him. A second time they summoned the man who had been blind. Give glory to God, they said. We know this man is a sinner. I love this verse right here. This verse speaks to my heart when things get dark, when there are doubts, when there are troubles, when there are hardships, questions come. The man simply said, whether he's a sinner or not, I don't know. He said, one thing I do know. I was blind, but now I see. May God bless the reading and hearing of His Word this day. May we join together in prayer. Lord, we thank You that You come to us each and every moment of each and every day. You seek to open our eyes. You seek to give us life. You seek to change our lives. You seek to refocus us onto what really matters. Help us remember, help us to celebrate, Lord, what You have done in our lives. Help us to remember. And help us to be a faithful witness, a living witness of how You have changed our lives and brought life to the dead. In Jesus' name, amen. The Scripture speaks to me a lot of ways. Some very simple, but it kind of refocuses me and keeps me on track. First thing it speaks to me, I think, is that Jesus simply comes to us. It says, as He went along, He saw a man. Jesus comes to us each and every day, seeking to give us life, seeking to open our eyes, seeking to take the burdens that we carry each and every day and set us free. He comes to us this morning, seeking to give us peace, seeking to give us joy, seeking to lift that burden, seeking to fill that empty place in our lives that cannot be filled by the things of the world. He seeks a personal relationship with each and every person. He knows our deepest longings. He knows when we have failed, as the song said, and He takes and redeems us and loves us and welcomes us on in. The whole story of ministering to Juan DeVee was moving my heart as I was hearing God working through individuals to bring life, to bring light to a boy miles and miles away. God seeks to move through our lives. He seeks for us to be a living witness, to be an ambassador for Him, to reach into somebody's heart and to change their life. To repentance means to turn around, to refocus our lives, not on the things of this world, but on to the Lord. I think of a friend of mine, very very similar to the story of Juan V, was going through a hard time in his life. And he went down to the homeless shelter, painting, just to get his mind off the pain in his life. And met a young boy who was going through a difficult time and befriended the young man. The fellow would come by each day after school and help him paint. They developed a friendship. They moved into more and they began to talk about bringing him over their house. He came over their house. They got to know him. deeper and deeper and got to know more about his family situation. And it came about that they started to talk about adoption. And make a long story short, it became a reality and they welcomed him into their family. And it has been a real story of transformation. How a young man whose family was destitute, who could not provide for him emotionally or economically, and how God moved their hearts and brought this young man into their lives. And if you could see a snapshot of before and a snapshot of now, after how many years it's been, remarkable. Slowly but surely, God seeks to remold us and remake us into a living, alive witness for Him, to reach out to neighbors, to friends, to people in far-off lands, to people at a homeless shelter, to our neighbors, to our students, to our friends, to people we go to church with, to comfort, to bring strength, to bring help. God comes to us seeking to bring us out of the darkness and into light. He seeks to bring healing to us. When I think of Nicodemus, he had a lot of religion, but he did not know the Lord. And he came at night, knocking on the door, wanting something deeper. All that religion didn't really feed his heart. It was empty for him. He wanted something deeper. He knocked on the door. And Jesus spoke to him about being born again. You must be born again. You cannot see the kingdom of God unless you are born again. Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb. And Jesus said, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of the water and of the Spirit. He seeks to heal us. He seeks to bring us out of the brokenness of our lives. He seeks to bring us out of the darkness, out of the unrest of our souls. He seeks to fill that empty place that only he can fill. He seeks to be that friend when we are alone. He comes to us to bring healing, to bring us out of darkness into the light. The Scripture really reminds me of how important it is for us as a congregation and how important it is to gather on the Sabbath day to remember, to sing the songs of faith, to remember how God has changed our lives. For we all go through difficult seasons in our lives, don't we? There are questions. There are doubts. There are hardships. Walking with Christ is not just a rose garden. But we know of the difficulties of life. We know of the temptations. We know of the pitfalls. We need to remember those times when He has changed our lives. One of my favorite authors is Eugene Peterson, and he was right. I was reading this last night, and he said it better than I can say it. He said, "We speak our words of praise in a world that is hellish." Sometimes we go through difficult times in our lives, but we praise the Lord. We sing our songs of victory in a world where things get messy. We live our joy amongst people, some who neither understand nor encourage us. I remember when I felt a call in the ministry. And although I had gone to Sunday school most of my life and been in church in and out, My family was shocked. They thought, what is happening to Tom? Has he gone off the deep? What is he trying to prove? What is happening? And although I have a pretty large family, people were at a distance. Not sure what was happening. What to make of all this. But I remember one saintly soul. It was my mother's oldest sister. She came over one day, and I shared this at her funeral about a year or so ago. But she was the only one with the courage in my family. She came over and visited, and she asked me to go out in the front yard with her, and I wasn't quite sure what was going on. But we walked down the sidewalk, and she paused, and she said, I just want you to know that I think it's wonderful what you're responding to. God was working through her life to encourage me, to strengthen me. And that's what the church does. Encourages one another, cries with one another, celebrates with one another, bolsters one another up through difficult times. It is not a cakewalk. It says, but the content of our lives is God, not humanity. We are not scavenging in the dark alleys of the world, poking in its garbage cans for bare subsistence. I love this phrase right here. It says, we are traveling in the light. We're traveling in the light toward God. Never forget that. We are pilgrims on the way. We have a destination. We have a home. We're traveling toward God who is rich in mercy and strong to save. It is Christ, not culture, that defines our lives. I spoke to a minister this morning, probably going through one of the darkest periods of his life right now. Over the weekend, a family member of his had died. And the heaviness on his face as he shared this. Tears were in his eyes. And it was probably one of the darkest periods of his life. But through that darkness, God shone a light. He said, but she knew the Lord. And I know she's okay. And without that, I would have no hope. This would be unbearable. In the darkness, God was shining a light to him. And he was revealing it. Even in a dark hour of his life. We have a witness. As the man whose eyes were opened. We need to remember how God opens our eyes. How when we feel unloved, God says, I love you. How when we beat ourselves up, God says, I'm here to forgive you. How when we feel lost, God's saying, here's the door, come on. How when we are running from God, He knocks on the door of our hearts ever so gently and says, I'm right here. I haven't gone anywhere. I'm right here. Come home. Come home. Remember those times. We have a testimony. When we've come to the Lord, and when we start walking with the Lord, it isn't all roses, as I've said, but we have a testimony. When things get tough, when there are doubts, we can, as the man whose eyes were open, say, you know what? I don't know about all those questions. I can't understand all this theology. I don't understand all the scriptures. I can't answer all your questions. But one thing I do know, that I was blind, but now I see. I was lost, but now I'm found. This scripture reminds me that we have God who seeks a personal walk with us. Does anybody know the song, He Lives? I think they know it. You know, this church is, as I was hearing the singing this morning, I'm just saying, what a blessing this church is. What a blessing that y'all have here. Wonderful music. Sounded like I was in heaven there a little bit. He Lives. The refrain of He Lives. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Don't ever forget that when times get tough. I don't know about all that, but one thing I do know is that I was walking along the road lost, and now I'm found. I was without life, and now I have life. I didn't have meaning, but now I have meaning. I didn't know where I was going, but now I know where I'm going. At one time I did not have a home, but now I know I have a heavenly home. And once I was without family, but now I'm part of the family of God, a beloved child of God.